Today's daf is Vachen Daf Men, and we are at the very top line, at the very first word. This doesn't happen every day. On Daf Men Amid Aleph Amar Mar. Today's daf is being learned as a S'chus Refuah Shalem of Achav and Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shlomo Ben Chayale. So we're in the middle of a sugya. In fact, we're in the middle of a braisa. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Lamed Hes Amid Aleph brought a longish braisa. It began five lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Hes Amid Aleph, and it went all the way to the bottom of a short Daf Lamed Hes Amid Beis. Yesterday we went through the braisa mitchilo vatzayif and mentioned that in today's daf, and really even behemshech into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to do its deep dive analysis of the braisa. Now the braisa pivots on one pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Va'asa lapar kasha asa lefar hachatos ken yeyasa loy v'chiper aleihem hakoyen v'nislach lohem." That pasuk is talking about a carbon chatos, but not just any carbon chatos, the par helam davish al tzibur. So the par helam davish al tzibur, which is discussed at length in Masechtas Horeis, was brought when roiv of Klal Yisrael, or according to some Tanaim, roiv of one shevet, but broadly speaking, roiv of Klal Yisrael did an avera, shez doinoi kares b'shoigeg, but they did it based on a mistaken psak by Bezd. The Torah says that in that instance, every individual is not obligated to go bring his own carbon chatos, but rather the tzibur brought one carbon chatos. That carbon was a par and was mechaper for anyone that was complicit in this chet. Now, when you read this pasuk, Pshutei Shal Mikra, what the Torah is saying is that the laws that govern this par helam davar shel tzibur should be like the laws that govern a different type of par that was brought as a carbon chatos. Va'asa lapar kasha asa lefar hachatos. You should treat this par the same way you treat the other far hachatos. What's that other far hachatos? So that's referring to another unique type of carbon chatos, which is also discussed in great length in Masechtas Horeis, what's known as the par koyim mashiach. The par koyim mashiach is when the Kohen Gadol, who was Mashuach b'shem and Amishcha, did an avera b'shoigig, an avera that had he done b'meizid that he would have been chayv karas. He too acted b'shigig asayra, was based on a faulty psak, and the Torah says that his carbon chatos is unique as well. He brings par, and there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of exactly what you do with that par. Either way, the Torah is saying va'asna la par kasha asa lefar chatos, that treat the par on davar shel tzibur the same way that you treat the par koyim mashiach. Stating that, Chazal felt that these words are extra, and really, almost all the words in this pasuk are extra. And the reason is because, as much as this is a very critical line, if you go through the parish of the Param Davar Shel Tzibur, it's clear the Torah delineates what you're supposed to do, and if you match it up with what you do with the Par Koy Mashiach, it's the same exact thing. Which means these words, Va'asa Lapar Kash Asa Lefarachatos, would seem to be extra. The next words, Kein Yeyasa Loi, would seem to be extra. V'chiper Aleihem HaKoyim V'nislach Lahem, would seem to be extra. This whole pasuk, technically, is extra. And it's for that reason we have this amud and a half of Braisa that went and explained each word, each line in the Braisa, what exactly is going on. Either way, in today's daf, we're going to nachamol go through the braisa, and this time with a little bit of iyun. Now, the iyun is going to begin with the very first part of the braisa. So, what was the first part of the braisa? Va'asa lapar kasha asa lefar hachatos is extra. Said Chazal that the reason the Torah wrote these words is to teach me not va'asa lapar kasha asa lefar hachatos, because that I know already, but rather va'asa lapar kasher asa. You should do what I'm telling you to do. Obviously, you should do what I'm telling you to do. No, there's a huge significance in the world of kachem, because we know that when it comes to kachem, if I tell you to do something once, it's l'chatchila. Twice, shina kasev l'akiv. Now, if you don't do it, everything is turned upside down. So when the Torah said, v'asa lapar kasha asa lefarachatos. It's for us lapar kasha also. It's a shina kosov laakev. The limeid, in the words of the brayso, shem chiser achas mikola matonos layosav loikum. That in the event that you're lacking and you're missing from even one of the matonos layosav loikum, it's as if you did nothing. Now the brayso continued, and the brayso said in liyelo maton shefa shem ma'akves b'chol makim. If all it said was for us lapar kasha also lefarachatos, I could have thought that maybe this shina kosov laakev is only negeya the matan shefa, the seven Hazois of the Par Helam Tava Shal Tzibur. Matan Dalim Minayin. How do I know it's true for the other four? Tamaloyma, that's what the Torah had to say. In addition to Va'asal Apar Kashosal Farachatos Kenye Yosaloy, and Kenye Yosa teaches me that it's not only the Matan Sheva, it's the Matan Dalit as well. So first things first, what's the Matan Sheva? What's the Matan Dalit? So the Par Helam Tava Shal Tzibur was unique in that it had seven Hazois that had to be done on the Paroichas. Additionally, there were another four Hazois that had to be done on the four karnois of the Mizbeach Hapnimi. 11 hazois in total, and really all 11 are Mishona. The 7 on the Paroichas are very Mishona, and even the 4 on the Mizbeach Hapnimi are Mishona, because ordinarily the hazois, the Zrikas, were done on the Mizbeach Achitza. But either way, had it only said Va'asal Apar Kasha Asa, even though that's a Shina Kasav La'akev, Ich Volt Gevolt Meinin, that maybe the Shina Kasav is only regarding the Matan Sheva. Why? Shem Ma'akvois Bechol Makoim, but Matan Dalid, She'ein Ma'akvois Bechol Makoim Minayin, Tamaloyma, that's where the Torah had to say, Kain Yeh Yasa. Either way, the first chunk of today's daf is going to explain that part of the Braisa. So taking it again from the first word of Daf Mem Amar Al, Omar in Liyel Matan Sheva, Shem Ma'akvois Bechol Makoim, had it only said, Va'asal Apar Kasha Asa Lefarachata, I could have thought that the Shina Kasav La'akev is only referring to the Matan Sheva. Why? Because it's Ma'akev b'chol makim. Says the Gemara, Hecha, what's this chol makim that you find Matan Sheva's Ma'akev? Amar Apapa, Sina Papa said, Bepara ubenegan. You find it regarding the Para Aduma, which required seven Hazois kineged the Pesach of the Oyel Moed. Now, the Para Aduma was brought not even on the Har HaBayis. The Para Aduma was some sort of Hakrav HaSchutz, right? It was brought on Har HaZeis, but it had to be done Noichach, the Pnei Oyel Moed. How many Hazois were done? 7. Those 7, based on Limudim, in the Parsha of the Par Aduma, we know is Ma'akiv. So you find a Matan Sheva, that's Ma'akiv. By Negam, you find it as well. Negam, meaning the Metzaira, where there was a halacha that the Koyein had to take a loik shemen and do 7 hazois with the oil. Also a very unique type of hazah. It's not even blood, it's oil. But the bottom line is that Matan Sheva, also based on a limud in Parshas Metzaira, we know had to be Le'ikuva. So, says the Braisa, Matan Sheva, whenever the number is 7, you find it's Ma'akiv. You find it by the Paraduma, you find it by the Loik Shemin of the Metzaira. So I would have thought that maybe the Shina Kasav La'akiv here too is just a limud that would make all the Matan Shevas consistent. However, Matan Arba Minayim Mechatesa Matan Arba Tamalim, that's where the Braisa feared always, Kein Yeh Yasa. But the Gemara asks an obvious question. I understand the distinction between Matan Sheva and Matan Dalet. But at the end of the day, what is the makar that Matan Sheva is Ma'akev? It's not Paraduma. It's not the Parsha of Zoyz Tia Teres HaMetzoyra. It's the Shina Kasav La'akev. Okay, so the Shina Kasav La'akev doesn't sound like it's discriminating. It sounds like it's going to be true for everything. So at the end of the day, if I have a Shina Kasav La'akev, then shouldn't that Ikuv then be true for the Matan Dalet as much as it's true for the Matan Sheva? Meaning, you want to tell me there's a chiluk high level between Matan Sheva and Matan Dalet? Yeah, but who cares? I have a Shina Kasav La'akev. So if I have a Shina Kasav La'akev, the halacha is that just like the Matan Sheva is Ma'akev, the Matan Dalet should be Ma'akev as well. In the Veinik Ma'ish, it says the word Matan Sheva, the Ksiva Nukfeilon. Why is it that Matan Sheva we're saying is Ma'akev? Because the Torah said it and then said it again, right? Ksivan said it, Kfeilon said it again. Matan Dalet Nami Ksiva Nukfeilon, the Matan Dalet is the same thing. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya said, Loi Nitzrecha Elo the Rab Shimon. You're right. This Braisa has to be going according to Rab Shimon. Who's this Rab Shimon? The time. Learn to the Braisa. Lamaila Omer. Keren Karnois. So earlier in the parsha of the Chatas, and specifically this is talking about the Par Koyim Moshiach, the Torah says that the Hazois had to be done on the Karnois HaMizbeach. Now, Rav Shimon said that had it said Karen, it would have been Mashma one Karen, you put it on one of the horns, right, one of the corners of the Mizbeach. Now that it says Karnois, Yesh Eim LeMikra, I know you have to put it on two. And Lamata Hu Oimer, further down in the parsha regarding the par helim davashal tzibur, again it could have said Karen and it says Karnois, which means another two, and 2 plus 2 back of the envelope is 4. That's how I know that the amount of azois that had to be done with the par koyim Moshiach and the par helim davashal tzibur was 4. Divrei Rav Shimon, azoy halt Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon holds that what's the makar to 4 azois when it comes to the par koyim Moshiach and the par helim davashal tzibur? It's learned out from merging the karnois and the karnois that it says by the two respective parshios. It says karnois by the par koyim Moshiach. It says karnois by the par helim davashal tzibur. One's lamala, one's lamata, right? Higher in the parsha and lower in the parsha, not lamala lamata on the mizbeach. But the bottom line is, Karnois is 2, Yeshem LeMikra, plus 2. What I end up with is with 4. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Tzarich, I don't have to come on to back of the envelope arithmetic. I don't have to merge 2 parshias. I don't have to get involved in the shayla of Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesiris. But rather, Reu Oimer, the Torah says, Ba'oyel Moed. And it says it by the Parkoy Mashiach, and it says it by the Paral and Dovash Al Tzibur, that you should do the Hazaris on the Mizbech of Ne'ashem, Ba'oyel Moed. And we learn from there, Akola Omer Ba'oyel Moed. Ba'oyel Moed is extra, and it's coming to teach me that you do the Hazaris on every one of the karnois that's in the oil mine. There's 4 karnois in the oil mine, right on that mizbeach. And as a result, what you end up doing is 4. But either way, says the Gemara, we have a machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, what the makor is to the 4 hazois by the par koyim Moshiach and the par helim davashal tzibur. According to Rav Shimon, it's a tzir between the 2 parashas. According to Rav Yehuda, I know minei obey from each parasha individually. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. So based on that, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'm going to tell you our brayis is going to be the Rav Shimon that holds that it doesn't say mefurish in the parasha of the par helim davashal tzibur. That's the pasuk that we're darshining now, right? That's the parasha that it's in. It doesn't say mefurish matan dalet. It says matan shtai. Between the 2 parashas, I know matan dalet. It's for that reason that you can't say that when it says va'asa kasher asa, it's ksivan u'kfevan. Because I could always argue that the ksivan u'kfevan is only on what's mefurish in the parsha. And what's mefurish in the parsha is 2, not 4. Now the matan zayin, that's mefurish in the parsha. But the matan dalet is actually not even mefurish in the parsha. Being that it's not mefurish in the parsha, even though I know it, but it's not mefurish in the parsha. And if it's not mefurish in the parsha, so mehecha teisi, say shina kosav lakim. It's for that reason I need Kenya Yasa to teach me the shina hakosav lakim. And just to explain this a drop better, even though it's mefurish the matan zayin, and the matan zayin has a shina kosav lakim, so once I know the matan zayin, maybe learn the matan dalet from the matan zayin, I'll zen them by the words of the braisa, I can't learn matan dalet from matan zayin. Because matan zayin, you find that ma'akiv b'chal mokim, as opposed to matan dalet, you don't find this ma'akiv b'chal mokim. That's what the braisa is trying to say. The Gemara is just asking, the why do I need to learn matan dalet from matan zayin? L'chayra, just like matan zayin is k'siv and u'kfeilin, matan dalet is also k'siv and u'kfeilin. The answer is not true. Matan zayin is k'siv and u'kfeilin. That's mefurish. But al-Libid Rav Shimon, it's really not. So, in other words, what's emerging is that the braisa is going al-Libid Rav Shimon, and it's only according to Rav Shimon that you need the Kenya Yasa to know that matan dalet is also going to be makkah. But al-Libid Rav Yehuda, al-Libid Rav Yehuda, just like matan zayin is k'siv and u'kfeilin, matan dalet is also k'siv and u'kfeilin. If that's the case, I don't need to learn matan dalet from matan zayin, and I don't need a special limud for matan dalet, because the same k'siv and u'kfeilin I have for the matan zayin, I have for the matan dalet. And if that's the case, I don't need Kenya Yasa. It's a fate to Gemara for Rabbi Yehuda, Kenya Yasa Mayavali. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the words Kenya Yasa? So the Gemara says, Mi boye leilach edetanya, and these are for the following price. Officially, madun lepar yemaki purim, lismicha vishyari adam. You don't find anywhere in the Torah that the par that was brought on Yom Kippur required smicha and required Shvicha Shirayim. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. Minayin, how then do I know it? Talmud Loimar. So the Torah said, Ken Yeyase, to teach me a halacha with regards to the Par Yoyma Kippurim, that the Par Yom HaKippurim is treated like the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. And just like the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur required smicha, it's beforeish in the Torah, it required shvicha shirayim, it's beforeish in the Torah, so too the Par Yom HaKippurim required smicha and required shvicha shirayim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the words Ken Yayas is actually not even teaching me anything regarding the Iker Parsha, which is the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, but it's teaching me something regarding a different par, the special par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says, "Well, the par Yom Kippurim loy v'madnu." You tell me, I need Ken Yayasa to teach me smicha and shvicha shirayim by the par Yom Kippurim, because otherwise I wouldn't know it. Ha Amrit, if you refer back to the Braisa, you'll see the Tanda, the Braisa said that when it says la par ze Yom Kippurim. Now we'll see more about this part of the Braisa later. But the next words of the Braisa, if you turn back to the bottom of Lamed Tesamad Aleph, so the Braisa said that when it says va'osa lapar, kasha osa lafar, the word lapar and lafar are also extra. I mean, the whole concept of the pasuk is extra. But even if you wanted to tell me shina kasav lakiv, you could have said va'osa kasha osa. I know we're dealing with a par, and I know you're referencing a par. So the word lapar and the word lapara extra. And lapar, Chazal said, ze yom HaKippurim, and the purpose of it is to teach me that the halachos of the Par Koyim Mashiach relate somehow to the halachos of the Par Yom Kippurim as well. But the bottom line is, I don't need Ken Yayasa to teach me then that the Par Yom Kippurim is like the Par Yom Davar Shel Tzibur, because that's what La Par already teaches me, right? Well, Amrit, this same Braisa already said La Par Sne Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says it's Rech Noanir. Because all Kedai Chaminah would have thought Hanibili Avoy did the Ma'ak for Kapara. Had it always said La Par, I would have thought that maybe this that we equate the Par Yom Kippurim to the Par Yom Davar Shel Tzibur, that's only with regards to the avoidus that are ma'akiv kapar. So regarding the dine hazois, then you're going to have it. Avol avoidus loy ma'akiv kapar. But as it relates to avoidus, that's not ma'akiv kapar. Such as smicha, which is extra credit. Such as shnicha ram, which is extra credit. Ema loy avoidus wanak, mash malon. That's why I need Kenya Yasa, alibi de Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Kenya Yasa is coming to teach me matan's dalid is ma'akiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ken Yayas is coming to teach me halacha, not even regarding the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, but rather the Par Yom HaKippurim. And it's coming to tell me that just like we compare the Par Yom HaKippurim to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur regarding Dinei Hazois, which is the Dover that's ma'akiv the Kapara, we also compare regarding Dvar Mashayin ma'akiv nasa Kapara, such as Smicha and such as Shvicha Shirai. But now the Gemara asks another kash. Reb Shimon, hay ba'oyo moyed my avodlai. So again, we had a machlokes with Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, what the makar is to matan dal by the parkway Mashiach and the parkway Dover Shal Tzibur. According to Reb Shimon, it's karnis, karnis, we merge the two parashas. According to Reb Yehuda, the word oyo moyed is extra in the parsha of Parakoy Mashiach and the Parash of Parah and Davar Shel Tzibur to teach me on all the karnas of the Oyel Moed. Now, Reb Shimon doesn't use Ba'Oyel Moed to teach me that. He learns it from karnas, karnas. So says the Gemara, the Chura will assume that the words Ba'Oyel Moed are extra in Reb Shimon's world, just like they're extra in Reb Yehuda's world. If that's the case, it's Nitein l'drasha. So, Freita Gemara, what exactly does Reb Shimon do with those words? For Reb Shimon, hay ba'oyo moed my avilei. So the Gemara says, ba'oyo moed. You want to know what Reb Shimon does with the word ba'oyo moed? Mi ba'oyo moed. He comes to teach me a very long deshalacha. Shem nifticha tikra shel heichel loy hoyo masa. That the only time the oyo moed is considered an oyo moed is if it's an oil. Right? It has a roof on its head. But if there's no oil, because for whatever reason, there's a crack, it was niftecha, the tikra of the heichel, the roof opened up, well then you couldn't be maza because it doesn't have a din oyel moed, it doesn't have a din heichel. So the words ba'oyel moed are coming to teach me there has to be a cheftza of an oil. But to the extent that you're missing the roof, then you're not going to have the halacha. Says the Gemara v'idach, Rabbi Yehuda who uses ba'oyel moed to teach me the matan dalet, how does he know this halacha? Niftecha tikra shel heichel, lo yehaya maza. So the Gemara says he learns it from the word asher. So the word asher is in the ba'oyel moyed that's in the parish of the parol and davar shel tzibur. It says, "When Adam yitein al karnis amizbeach, asher lifnei Hashem, asher ba'oyel moyed." Right? You see, the word asher is extra. It could have said asher lifnei Hashem ba'oyel moyed, asher lifnei Hashem, asher ba'oyel moyed. So ba'oyel moyed teaches me one thing, and the word asher teaches me something else. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the word ba'oyel moyed teaches me dalit, and asher teaches me niftecha. V'idach, what is Reb Shimon going to do with the word asher? Right? Reb Shimon learns matan dalit from karnos. Ba'oyel moyed is teaching me niftecha. So the word asher is extra. Zok de Gemara. Asher loy darish. He doesn't darish in the word asher. Okay, so if you don't darish in the word asher, meaning it's lav dafka word that you can darish in. Sometimes dibra, Torah, B'lashem b'nei Adam. But the bottom line is there's no drasha to be had. If there's no drasha to be had, so nothing is going to be learned from here. So just hit the pause button for 1 second. The daf began explaining the very first part of the braisa. V'asa kasharos is extra shina kosov la'akiv. I would think maybe only matan zayin, that's ma'akiv b'chol makam. Matan dalet mechatesi, meaning can't learn matan dalet from matan zayin, so maybe it's only referring to the matan zayin. Talmud loymer ken yeyos, feit gemara, I need to learn matan dalet from matan zayin, you're being mechalik between the two. The same shina kosov la'akiv you have regarding the matan zayin, you have regarding the matan dalet. Says the gemara, amr rab yirmi yohamani rab shimin. The price is going aliba de rab shimin. Rab shimin holds that it doesn't say mefurish in the Torah with regards to the parah and davash al tzibur dalet. It says karnes, which is two. It also says karnes by the parkei meshech, but it's not mefurish. It's not ksivon anywhere. Matan dalet, being that it's not ksivon, the kasher also is not kfeilon, and it's for that reason I don't have it mineu bay in the parsha. That's why I need kenya yasa. Now, if that's the case, what emerges is the tana of the brisa is dafka rib. Shimon. What is Rab Shimon's Val Plukta Rabbi Yehuda do with Kenya Yasa? So the Gemara made all the cheshbonis and did all the math. But the first parrots of the Gemara to this kasha of why I need Kenya Yasa to be Marba Matan Dalet, isn't it included in the Ksivan Kfeilin is Hamani Rab Shimoni, Alibid Rab Shimon, it's not Ksivan. Abaya Amar, Abaya is the second parrots of the Gemara. He says Rabbi Yehuda Nami Yitzrich. No, you don't have to make an akimta that the price is going Alibid Rab Shimon, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that the Matan Dalet is Mefurish in the parasha of Param Davash Al Tzibur, it's still not Ksivan Kfeilin, you still need Kenya Yasa. Why? Just like I know Matan Zayin, I know Matan Dalet. I'll tell you, I would have thought that it should be like smicha and shiori adam. The Ava gaf the chsivin ukfeilon, even though it's chsivin ukfeilon, right? Because the Torah mentions smicha mefurish, it mentions shvicha shirayim mefurish by the param davash al tzibur, and then it says v'asa kasheros, which means it's kfeilon, or b'stoloi ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv. Now, how do you know it's not ma'akiv? So for that, again, you have to refer back to the end of yesterday's daf. You have to go back now to the end of the Braisa. The end of the Braisa said that the Pasuk concludes, V'chiper aleim ha-koyen v'nislach lohem. And from those words we learn, V'chiper afal pishaloi somach v'nislach afal pishaloi nosan shirayim. So in as much as the smicha and the shvicha shirayim are also ksivin u'kveilon, but we have a special word that tells me smicha is not ma'akiv, a special word that teaches me that shvicha shirayim is not ma'akiv. So once I know the smicha shirayim is not ma'akiv, so I would have thought that matan arba nami loy tesakiv, then maybe the matan arba should also not be ma'akiv. Kamash v'lon, that's why I need kenya yosa to teach me that is. So you're right, matan dalet alibid rabbi dozok tabaya is ksivon, and if that's the case, it's also kveilon. But I still need a special limud, because there are things that are ksivin u'kveilon that are not included in the Shina Kos of La'akiv, based on a limud. You would need a limud for it. A b'chaba limud. V'chipe v'nislach. And I would have thought that maybe compare matan dalet to smicha and shvicha shirayim. That's why I need kenya yasa. That's the kamash one. One point that's worth speaking out, just to have a little more oimek havana. Why would you think that the matan dalet should be comparable to the smicha and to the shvicha shirayim? The answer is pashat. Because when it comes to the chattas that was brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, or when it comes to all shar karbonos, really, the halach is you didn't have to do all the hazois. Matan dalet is never ma'akiv. It's a chiddush by the mizbeach apnimi that the matan dalet is ma'akiv. So yeah, vada, you can't compare hazois zrikis to smicha and shvicha shirayim. Over the matan sholish, the latter three hazois, you actually could compare, because the latter three hazois are very similar to shvicha shirayim and smicha. And if you're not sure, chazu yesterday's daf, right? It's very similar. If you do a pachot, it's like shvicha shirayim, because it's very, very similar. So therefore, ich volt gevolt meinin, that the latter three of the matan dalet should be like those two, and for that I have a mefurish a posik that there's no shina kos of la'akiv. That's the kamash malon. So bottom line is, two drachim, how you can learn the braisa. Either the braisa is going dafka, libid Rab Shimon, and the reason you need a special posik, can you also lie, I isn't a ksivin ukfeilon on the teretz, since I libid Rab Shimon is not ksivin ukfeilon, because I only know based on a hekesh between the two parashias. Or you could say that it's going afilo alibid Rab Yehuda, there would have been a havamino that the latter three hazois are like smicha, like shvicha shirayim, the extra credit, and for the extra credit things I have a mefurisha akira in the ksivan ukfeilon, the chiper afal pishloi somach v'nis v'afal pishloi nasa shirayim. So maybe this should be the same thing. Kamash malon, at the end of the day, that's why I have Cain yeyasa. Like going back to the braisa. So the next part of the braisa, which we referenced already in the early part of the daf, was that the Braisa held that the words va'asa la'par, kasha asa la'far, la'par la'fara osa ekstra. So va'asa la'par ze par yoy makipurim, kasha asa la'far ze par koyin moshiach. Now, if you remember, we spoke at Rashi. Rashi, by va'asa la'par, said that l'kamei mefarish ma'hilcha. So the Gemara is going to tell us why the Torah threw in over here the par and the par yom kippurim with regards to what halacha. I mean, we're talking about the par koyim mashiach. So with regards to what, and the par on davar shel tzibur. So with regards to what halacha is in nage. Now, as it relates to the next part, kasha osa lefar ze par koyim mashiach. So that Rashi already explained, and Rashi said that that's coming to teach me that just like all the matanos, the matan zayin and the matan dalet, are ma'akiv when it comes to the par on davar shel tzibur, so too they're going to be ma'akiv when it comes to the par koyim mashiach as well. Meaning, even though the pshutei shel mikra is that you should treat the par on davar shel tzibur like you treat the par koyim mashiach, aba hareze bolu lamed v'nim tzolamed. What the Torah really is telling me is that you should treat the par koyim mashiach the way you treat the par on davar shel tzibur, and just like you have the ksivan u'kfevam shina kosav lakiv when it comes to the par on davar shel tzibur, so too you can have the shina kosav lakiv as it relates to the par koyim mashiach. But we're going to focus now on the par, not the far. Right, one's with a pay, one's with a fe. But we're going to focus on the par now. The par is the par yom kippurim. We're being makashit somehow to the par on davar shel tzibur. Why? Rashi left us in suspense for about 24 or so hours, and now we're going to see what the reason is. Says the Gemara, la par ze par yom kippurim. It's referring to the par yom kippurim. Says the Gemara, my hilchasel, with regards to what halacha is the Torah telling me that the par yom kippurim is similar to what's going on in this pasuk? Ilake, maybe for the ikar halacha. We just said for asa kasher asa is coming to teach me shina kasav lakiv. So maybe I need this word apart to tell me that just like when it comes to the parah on davar shel tzibur shina kasav lakiv, when it comes to the parah yom kippurim, it's also going to be shina kasav lakiv. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, pshita, I know that already. I don't need lapar. Chuka ksiva be. It says the word chuka. Now, what does it say? Chuka v'hoisa zois lochem l'chukas oylam. And this is Vayikra Perek Tezayin. That's the Kriyas HaTorah of the Yom HaKodesh. That is the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur. And the Gemara darshan throughout Masechtas Humor, that chukah is coming to teach me that the avoida is ma'akev. So I know the avoida is ma'akev, which means I know the hazoy is ma'akev. So why then do I need this? So the Gemara says, Amrav Nachman by Yitzchok. So Nachman by Yitzchok said, Yitzchok el Rav Yehud, that you want to know why we need this? It's coming feshitas Rav Yehud. The Amar Rav Yehud said, kiksi b'chukah, that even though it says chukah regarding the seid avoida Yom Kippur, but it's only advarim hanasem the big day love and b'fnim. The word chukah is only referring to, number one, the avoidas that the Kohen Gadol did with his big day love. So we know that Kohen Gadol used to change his clothing several times throughout Yom Kippur. He changed from his big day zav, which is what he wore the whole year, to his big day lav on the special white linen clothing that he wore on Yom Kippur. Didn't want to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh with the big day lav on, in Kategan Nasa Saneger, but he used to switch back and forth. And every time he switched, he would teufel, and he'd be Mekadosh Yad V'Raglov two times. Regardless, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that when it says chukah regarding the avoida on Yom Kippur, it's only negeya the avoidos that were done with the big day lavan, and here's the punchline, bifnim. Bifnim means lefnai v'lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And regarding those halachas, the Torah says, chukah, meaning, shem hikdem maisa lechaveroi le'asav le'klom, that not only is a ma'akiv you do everything, but even the Seder is ma'akiv. You have to do it exactly in the order that the Torah lays out. Avod dvar manasa big day lavan b'chutz, but Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, regarding the avoidas that were done even with the big day love, but if they were done b'chutz, meaning they were done outside of the Kodesh HaKadosh, for example, the azois that were done on the Peroiches, there were certain avoidas that were done with the big day love and b'chutz. So over there, hikte maisa lechaveroi, masha asasi. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, there's no chukah, and the words of Rabbi Yehuda are, it's for that reason, if you would be makten one to the other, it would be okay. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda just told us that the word chukah is talking davka about the avoidas that were done with the big day lavan lefnai v'lefnim. But as it relates to the avoidas that were done with the big day lavan b'chutz, not. Therefore, I would have thought, Emo, the mid, the kisidron loy ma'akvi, being that the seder is not ma'akvi, those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, snazois, not only loy ma'akvi, maybe the hazois should also not be ma'akvi. Kamash malon, that's why I need la part to teach me that the hazois al kaponim are going to be ma'akvi. In other words, the kash is, why do I need la par, a hekish to the param davash al tzibur, la'akiv, chukak sivu. Chuk is only going on the avoidus that we're done with the big day love and b'fnit. But as it relates to the big day love and b'chutz, not. Kamash malon, la par. Now, how does that that stim with the maskan of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds there is no ikuv, there is no chukah when it comes to the avodas that were done with big dilav and bakotz. No, it's dafka regarding the seder. The seder is not ma'akev. So chukah referring to the big dilav and bifnim and not the big dilav and bakotz has a place halacha l'maisa with regards to the seder avodah. But as it relates to doing the avodas based on lapar, I'm going to know that it is going to be me'akev. So the bottom line is, lapar right now, the Gemara says, is referring to what? It's referring to the Par Yom HaKippur, Lemay Hilchasa, that the Hazois are all Ma'akif. Don't I anyways know it from Chukah? No. From Chukah, I would only know the Hazois that were done with the Big Day Lavan, Lefnai V'Lefnim. I would not know the Hazois that were done with the Big Day Lavan Machos. Abba Maskev L'Rapapa. Rapapa asked the Kasha, Mi Matzis Amrit Hachi. Could you still say that Lapar Zem Yom Kippurim is coming to teach me this halacha? Vatanya, I have another Braisa. The Braisa says, the Chila Mikaper Es HaKodesh. This is also a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Tezayin, in the Kriyas HaTorah of the Yom HaKodesh, the Seida Avoida on Yom Kippur. V'chila mikaper es HaKodesh, says the Braisa. Im kiper kilo, v'm loy kiper loy kilo div Rabbi Kiva. The way Rabbi Akiva darshan this pasuk is backwards. V'chila mikaper, that kilo, finishing the Avoida, and kiper, and getting kapara, are tolu zeh bezeh. But it's the kila that's totally in the next word. That's totally in kiper. And what does that mean? In kiper, kapara is usually contingent upon doing all the necessary zrikis, all the necessary hazois. So if the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur did all the necessary hazois, kila, then he's done. Meaning you get whatever you were supposed to get. Then loy kiper, if he didn't do all the necessary hazois, loy kila the Rabbi Kiva sheet is that all the hazois are ma'akif, but only the hazois are ma'akif. Amri Rabbi Huda said, Mipnei maloy noimer Rabbi Kiva, you're dashing the pasuk backwards. Sidik tzveks. Wouldn't it make more sense? Wouldn't it be more glad to say not v'chila mikaper im kiper kila im loy kiper loy kila, but just the opposite. V'chila it says first, mikaper it says second. Im kila, if you finish doing all the avoiders, keeper, you get kapara, then loy kila, and if not, loy keeper, you're not going to get kapara. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, what finishing is tolian is keeper. Keeper always means azois. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what kapara is tolian is kila, finishing. Finishing means everything. Right, keeper means azo, kilo means everything. Rabbi Akiva darshins that kilo, everything is tolian keeper. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Kiper, getting atonement, I guess, is totally in kilo, in finishing. But what's the bottom line, says Rav Papa? This is Rabbi Yehuda talking, the names matter. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is very, very clearly that when it comes to Yom Kippur, based on the chilo mikaper es hakodesh, I know you have to do everything. And if you don't do everything, you're not going to get kapar. Just explain this a little bit better. Even though Rabbi Yehuda just said in the previous braisa that the only things that are ma'akiv based on chukah is the things that were done with the Big Day Lavan Bifnim and not the things that were done with the Big Day Lavan Bachutz, that's regarding the Seder or Avoida. But versus Negei doing the Avoida, I have a different drasha. I know v'kilo mikaper es hakodesh, im kilo kaper v'm loy kilo loy kaper. So says Rav Papa, you can't tell me that the braisa in that darshan the pasuk the parim davashal tzibur that says lapar to be married with the par yom kippurim is coming to tell me that it's ma'akev alib the Rabbi Yehuda who holds that chukah is only negeya the big day love and bifnim, because that same Rabbi Yehuda anyways has a different drasha, and that is v'chila mikaper es hakodesh. So at the end of the day, according to all the Tanoim and Shas, I know that the Azoyis of the Par Yom Kippurim are Ma'akev based on Chukah. And even the one Tana that maybe it doesn't hold that way, that's Rabbi Yehuda, he grabbed the Lishitosa. It's Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosa. He has a different Rosh that says it's Ma'akev. At the end of the day, the Par Yom Kippurim we know is Ma'akev. So again, Hodra Kushi Lutuchte said, Rapapa, Lapar Seh Yom Kippurim, Lama Yelchasa, Ila Akev Pshita. Right? We're back to where we started, the first line of the Gemara's analysis of this part of the Braisa. So the Gemara, because of this, Kasha says, Omer Apapa, or some have the Girsa, Ela Omer Apapa, because Rapapa is going to come now with a new drasha. Like Nitzrucha, you want to know why we need Lapar Zem Yekipurim. You want to know what we're learning about the Par Yom Kippurim that I otherwise wouldn't have known. It's coming to teach me three halachas. Three halachas that are learned out from three words in the Torah. Ela, Le, Es, Dam, Ubetfila. So those are three words that represent three halachas, as the Gemara is about to explain. Those three halachas, just high level, are not mentioned in the parash of the Par Yom Kippur. And it's for that reason, based on the Iker parash of the Avodah and Yom Kippur, I wouldn't know it. I wouldn't know it Likuva. I wouldn't even know it Lechatchila. It has nothing to do with the Chila Mikaper. It has nothing to do with Chukah, because it doesn't even say it anywhere. So there'd be no way of knowing it. Where does it say it? So this is interesting. You would think, probably by the Par Helam David Shal Tzibor. Nope. It actually says it by the Par Koyim Mashiach. It says it by the Par Koyim Mashiach. The words Es, Dom, and Tfilah. And from those words, I learned three halachas. La Par, Ze, Yom HaKippurim is coming to teach me, that just like it's true with regards to the Par Koyim Mashiach, so too it's going to be true for the Par Yom HaKippur. Now, at first glance, you're going to say, if it says the words Es, Dam, and Tefillah by the Par Koy Moshiach, not by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, so how could La Par Yom HaKippurim that it says by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur be referring to that? So you know who asks this Kasha? Rashi asks this Kasha. Take a look at the last words of Rashi on the Yomad. Af Mema Madalf. I Kasha. Bahai Kro Par Yom HaKippurim Le Par Helam Hu De Iskish. De Bidi Dei Ka Mishtoi Kro. U Be Par Helam Loik Siv Es Bedom U Tvila. Right? Rashi asks the obvious question. If you're holding Cheshbon. Zok Rashi. Ha Amorim. Kasha Osa La Par. Ze Par Koyim Moshiach. Almo Le Par Koyim Moshiach. Nami Iskish. Says Rashi, in as much as it's true, the Iker Pasuk is talking about the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, but we said it says La Par and it says La Far, and the Par is the Par Yom Kippurim, the Far is the Far Koyim Moshiach, so that just like in this Pasuk there's a Hekish between the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, there's actually also a Hekish between the Par Yom Kippurim and the Par Koyim Moshiach. And the La Par Yom Kippurim is actually coming to be Makishit to the Par Koyim Moshiach. And it's for that reason we're able to learn what it is that we're about to learn. Either way, okay, so what do we know? What are these three halachas? I mean, they're represented by the words Es, Dam, and Tefillah. By the way, just to read the pasuk, we didn't do that yet. V'tovel hakoyen es etzbo'oy badom v'hizem en adom sheva pa'omim lefnei Hashem es p'nei p'roichas hakoydesh. So v'tovel is one, es is two, badom is three. Those are the three words. It says it by the Par Koyim Mashiach. Doesn't say it by the Par Yom Kippurim. We're being makish. The Par Yom Kippurim is crashing not to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, but to the Par Koyim Mashiach to teach me that these three halachas on the guest. Again, what are these halachas? So the Gemara es. You know what we learn from es? In the event that the Koyim had like a wart, he had something, a growth on his finger. So the question is, could he take that finger, dip it into the dam now, and do a hazon? You could have thought that maybe it's a chatzitza. The teretz is you're allowed to. It says es etzpoy. Etz is always a dover toffel, right? Es is toffel to the ikker. Bereshis bara lekim. Es hashamayim ve'es haaretz. Es hashamayim l'rabbi is totally saying, Rashi says the chumash. And the Ramban barichos. But the point is that es is always the dover toffel. What's toffel to the etzpa? This yabelis, this wart, or whatever exactly it is, and it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. Badam teaches me, hey, badam shir tfilo me'ikara, that at the time that the kohen does the hazah, you have to make sure that there's enough dam inside the kohes. And not only when he's doing the tefillah, but even when the original Kabbalah was done, you have to make sure that there was enough dam in the kohes to have a shir tefillah. And finally, it says, v'tovel, we learn from there, v'loy mesafik, that it has to be a proper tefillah, but if he's going to take his finger, he's going to scrape the walls of the klishares, and to go ahead and do a hazah that way, that's not going to be okay. So from the S, we say that if there's a chatzitza, there's a growth on his finger, it's not something you have to worry about. Badam, there has to be a sheer tefillah at the time of the Kabbalah, and v'toval is v'toval b'loy mesapik, says the Gemara, and this is a little bit of a mysterious Gemara. V'itzrich l'michta badam, it has to say badam, v'itzrich l'michta v'toval, ikasav rachmano v'toval, had it only said v'toval, I mean, I would have thought, I've got to like a sheer tefillah, meikara, I would have thought, okay, v'toval, you have to do a tefillah, meaning mesapik is not going to be enough, but you don't have to have the shir tefillah. Kasr chamad badam. That's what the Torah said. Badam. Kasr chamad badam. Had it said badam and it not said v'tovel, have I mean afilu mesafik? I would have thought mesafik is good. Kasr chamad v'tovel. That's why the Torah said v'tovel. So, as much as it's three drushes, it speaks out the Gemara, you have to have three, because you wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. Why is this a little bit of a mysterious Gemara? Because what's the Havah mean? You should be able to learn the halacha that you learn from the Taval, from the Dam, and the halacha that you learn from the Dam, the Taval. They're two completely different halachas. Right? When do you always find the Gemara will say the Itzterech? When I have two halachas that are so similar, or two words or psukim that are teaching me something so similar. So maybe I can learn one from the other. V'taval teaches me halach in the Kabbalah, how much dam I have to have in order to later be able to do the v'taval. And badam teaches me the shir tefillah, or the other way, right? But the bottom line is that they're two completely unrelated halachas. If they're two completely unrelated halachas, mechatesi, you would even have a hamamina to be able to learn from the other. But the bottom line is, this is where it's negeya, lafar ze yom kippurim. So again, the next part of the braisa was that it says, lafar ze par yom kippurim. And the question was, Lemai Hilchasa. Where is it Negeya that we're being makish the Par Yom Kippurim to the Par Elam Bava Shal Tzibur? Ila Akiv, the Ikur Halacha, the Va'asa Kasher Asa, the Ksivan Ukfeilam, the Shina Kasav La'akiv. I know that the Par Yom Kippurim, everything is ma'akiv. How do I know that everything is ma'akiv when it comes to the Par Yom Kippurim? Because it says chukah. And even I live with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that chukah is only talking about the avodas that were done with the big day love and lefnai v'lefnim. But it says v'kila mikaper es hakodesh. And the way Rabbi Yehuda darshins it, not like Rabbi Akiva. Im kila kiper, im loikila loikiper. So we know that everything is ma'akiv. So where exactly is this negeya? Amar Rapapa. Rapapa comes to the rescue. And Rapapa said it's negeya three halachas. Three halachas that I know by the Par Koyein Moshiach. Three halachas that I know by the Kar Moshiach. Three halachas that I learned out from Es, Dam, and Tefillah. Those three halachas don't say anywhere by the Par Yom Kippurim. The Torah said Lapar to be makish the Par Yom Kippurim to not the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzipa, but rather the Par Koyein Moshiach to teach me that just like the Par Koyein Moshiach has those three halachas, the Par Yom Kippurim is going to have those three halachas as well. Now, Bederech Agav on Amud Aleph, the Gemara had darshened a pasuk that it says by the Par Koyein Moshiach. The Nasan Akoyim and Adam al Karnois Mizbeach Kuteiros Hasam Lifnei Hashem Hashem Oyel Moed. The Eis Kol Dam Hapar Yishpeich Al Yisoid Mizbach Oyla Asher Pesach Oyel Moed. What part of this did we darshen? So we darshened the word Karnois, right? Reb Shimon darshened Karnois, and we darshened the word Be Oyel Moed Asher Be Oyel Moed. Right. So this was a pasuk that was very much gedarshened on Amud Aleph. So being that we very much gedarshened it, so the Gemara is going to take it to the finish line. There's one more drasha to be had on this pasuk. This is a digression from the core braisa. Says the Gemara, Mizbach Ketoira Samalomid. Why does the Torah have to refer to the Mizbeach that was in the Oyel Moed as the Mizbeach of the Ketoira Sasamin? Everybody knows the Ketoira was brought on that Mizbeach. It's known as the Mizbeach HaKetoira. Right? Look in the parish of the Ketoira, and the Torah says that that's what you're supposed to do with the Ketoira. It's supposed to bring it on that Mizbech. Why does the Torah need a drukos over here? That Mizbech is called the Mizbech Ketoira Samim, says the Gemara, Shem loy neschanich HaMizbech b'Ketoira Samim loy hoyimaz. Coming to teach me halacha of Chinuch HaMizbech. Right, so Chinuch HaMizbech is a big sugya in Kachem. That you couldn't just take one of the Kalim or even one of the bigger Kalim and use it for the first time for whatever you wanted to use it for. There's a chinuch. First, you have to inaugurate it. You have to be mechanech. You have to establish it. And it's then and only then that you're able to use it for whatever you want to use it. The way that the Mizbeach HaKetoiros was nischanech was davka by using a fiktoiros. And the svara behind it is because that was the ikar purpose of that mizbech. It's known as the mizbech HaKetoiros. That's the ikar tachlis of it, right? Every now and again, there was hazois that were done and avoidus that were done. But that was the main thing that was done, pamayim bahava, every single day, right? So that's machtzisa ba'boiker, machtzisa ba'erev. That was the main purpose of it. I mean that was the main purpose of it. So therefore, the only way that it could be neschanech is if you're going to use it in that way. And we're going to stop here only because really, if we would not stop here, we would have to recap this part of the daf in the beginning of the next daf. So it's an Erev Shabbos. We'll stop a little bit short, and Be'ezah Hashem will pick up a longer daf Mem Aleph tomorrow night.